Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. With you for another hour as we take you into your Friday. My kid does not have school tomorrow. As Carlos, it was actually his last day of kindergarten today.
Whoa!
How about that? Year in the books. It came and it went. It was here and it's gone. They did a little celebration on the steps outside of the school today where they sang three songs. The first one I forgot. The second one was with just one small voice, however that goes. And then the third one was the classic, This Little Light of Mine. And what was interesting is all the parents are recording and in tears that their babies are now going to be first graders. And none of the kids really seemed to care that they were done with their first year of school.
Good kids. Smart kids.
I don't know that the last year of high school hits like the first year of kindergarten. And plus, a lot of these kids are just going to be sent off to daycare anyway, starting on Monday. So some sort of after school or school program. That's what we're doing. But tomorrow's an off day. So tomorrow, I don't know what we'll do. Club World Cup doesn't start till the weekend, so we can't watch that. But yeah, I will have a first grader. And that's kind of weird. Because I still call my little baby.
Send him to the zoo.
What the hell? You can't call him a little baby no more. Gonna be in first grade.
My shot.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So here's the problem with the NBA. All of this conversation about ratings, markets. The problem with the NBA is the people that cover the NBA on TV. That's the biggest problem. When we talk about the NFL doesn't worry that it's Browns. They say it's Browns versus Lions. They don't say it's Cleveland versus Detroit. It's Jacksonville versus Tennessee. No, it's the Titans versus the Jags. In the NBA, we have this fascination with what cities the teams are being played in. Like Giannis, you got to get him out of here, not get him off the Bucks, but get him out of Milwaukee. Ugh, Milwaukee. But then in Green Bay, no one ever said we need to get Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay because he didn't play in Green Bay. He was a Packer. And that would even make more sense because there's like 70 cities that look like Milwaukee. There's a lot of cities. There's like a handful of big cities that are truly massive. There's some cities that have a lot of population that are, you know, a little spread out, like a Houston, Atlanta, Phoenix. And then there's just like a bunch of cities that are anywhere from 300,000 to a million people that have a nice little downtown and a nice little waterway and some different suburbs, and it's like the biggest city in that area, and there's a bunch of them. So what's the difference? Because the people that are on TV, well, they're fans of New York or LA or Boston, or they want to go on vacation to Miami or Phoenix where they can hang out while covering the sport. It'd be one thing if it was just like, wow, everyone that covers the NBA hates the NBA. These group of podcasters or people on the radio or people on, you know, just TV talk shows. But the problem is the NBA is covered by the networks that do the most trashing. And I don't know that Adam Silver can really interject himself and say, stop it, I need to censor you. But it's not a problem that you have in any other sport. Have you ever heard a small market argument in the NFL? Have you ever watched the NFL and thought, does this guy talking about the NFL even like the NFL? With baseball, these are people on MLB Network or Fox or TBS or your local regional sports network. Clearly, they're invested in the day-to-day of the operation. I mean, when we talked to Greg Caserta the other night, MLB Network, I mean, he's very knowledgeable. He's passionate. He's covering it because he loves baseball. What a concept. Hockey, I mean, TNT, got the Stanley Cup. You can see the passion in these people talking hockey. One of the problems is this Inside the NBA show, with all these TV rights, we keep talking about what's going to happen with this show. Like, that got more coverage than the league itself. Oh, what's going to happen with this show? Because it is an entertaining show, but one of the problems is, one of the reasons it's entertaining is because they bash a lot of the current players and admittedly don't watch a lot of the teams and almost make, like, they get angry. Oh, I got to watch Detroit. I don't watch Sacramento. Well, you should be. Not only are you talking about the sport, you're a league partner. ESPN, their countdown show and halftime show, they're not, they could be better. And then when there's all this conversation throughout the day on their debate shows, that could be a lot better. Because you turn on ESPN in the morning, and for 6-7 hours, the NBA conversation, there's not a lot of actually breaking down of the games. Tim Legler, if he's going to do it, they'll stick him on SVP's show at night. But otherwise, you got Greeny ranting about the Knicks. You got Stephen A. Smith upset about something. And look, I've done this, and I don't like doing it because I don't want, like, this is a show that I'm doing. I'm doing a sports show. So I don't know that the right thing to do is talk about what happened on other sports shows. Right? You know, something happens, you share clips. Rarely clips from this show are used somewhere else, normally to make fun of me for some sort of caller I had to engage with that's like a local legend and I had no idea. But I just don't want to be like, all right, it's the Bart Winkler show. Let's talk about what Pat McAfee said today. And let's talk about what Colin Cowherd and Skip Bayless said today. And let's talk about what Stephen A. Smith said today. Like, what kind of show is that? But in this case, it is affecting the product. And it's now seeping into the way that these players are talking. And Tyrese Halliburton. This is back to my problem with Tyrese Halliburton. He basically made Scott Van Pelt apologize to him for doubting the team the other night. After they won game one. You won game one. And you got Scott Van Pelt saying, like, here, I'll play that for you. This is from the other night. They were sitting at the desk.
Make a place.
The other night on the show, I put my hand up and I said, look, I was late to the party on it.
Yeah, yeah. You're a real one for that.
Well,
yeah, I heard that. You're a real one for that.
A lot of
your counterparts won't admit that now.
Well, so, but, and, hey. Okay, now I'm going to give myself a little wiggle room here and say you guys were under 500 at Christmas. Am I right?
We were rough.
So were you bad at the start?
We were.
So all I said is I was a little late to the party.
My hand up. We were late to the party, too.
Okay, well, then I'm going to be I'll be a real one right now. Every single note I had on this card getting ready for this show is about Oklahoma City winning this game. And I'm sitting here with you. It's an amazing show that you all are putting on, and the belief is amazing to watch as well. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks.
All right, I think that's more on Van Pelt, actually, begging for some. I mean, I like Van Pelt, but, like, you don't. The Indiana Pacers, they were a huge underdog. None of this makes sense what they're doing. Even being up 2-1, they're like a big underdog to still win the series. The most likely outcome in the series, according to odds makers, are Thunder in 7, Thunder in 6, Pacers in 7. What? But they keep proving people wrong. The best way to prove them wrong is to win the championship and then talk. You won one game. You don't have to be. So Tyrese has clearly been concerned and bothered by this in some way. And he mentioned as such, he was asked a question. He was asked a question, and he answered it by talking about some of the things that he's seen on his television.
The commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball? I mean, at a time like this, I'm not really on social media as much. I try to stay off it as much as I can, but you know, you see it, and you know, ESPN might be on in my house, and there it is, and you know, it is what it is. But I think just seeing where I could be better is the most important thing.
I feel like if you talk about it and are able to extend the conversation a little bit on it, to say I could care less, I don't believe that. I believe you care in some way. I believe it's part of what motivates you. You were called the most overrated player by, again, just 13 of your peers, but that's motivation. You go up 2-1, and people still think the Thunder are going to win the series. That's motivation. So I'm not sure about the couldn't care less. So that comment was made, and then on First Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, and before I play this, let me say again, with Stephen A. Smith, I'm bringing this up not to be like, OMG, look what he said today. I'm bringing this up because we are in the NBA Finals. And a comment like that, I think, should just be. But you are on the network. I mean, ESPN, ABC, it's essentially the same. And now you're trying to make this bigger than yourself. And the first two, I've broken this up in two. The first little exchange, okay, you know, he's a commentator, he whatever. This is sort of harmless.
That's a very ignorant statement on his part. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq, y'all,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
others, Kendrick Perkins.
I know. You know, we all know.
I'm just saying. So what do you mean, Castle? No, that's the media. That's who you're talking about. Now you're talking about me. I'm the guy that wanted him drafted by the New York Knicks. I'm the guy that said that the players were wrong to label him overrated. Did you remember that? So I give him credit. He was smart enough not to mention my name because he was assuming. Because had he mentioned me, I'd go in deeper, but I won't.
Okay. Well, with what he just said, here's this.
You know, and oh, by the way, just in case he was talking about me, my brother, I'm not going away.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be here for a while. So read the news. I'm going to be here for a while. So next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, I'm going to be here. And players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out?
That does not help the product. I don't think any of this helps the product at all. And I think in this case that I've aired for you here, it's one thing. It's player said this, analyst takes it this way. Clearly, though, he believes he's bigger than the product because he thinks you're just another person that's going to come and go. But Stephen A. Smith going to be around a long time. But it's been like this for a long time. Me talking about Giannis. Where's the conversation being driven from? Why don't we look at a celebration of the commitment to making it work in one place, having that commitment pay off in Milwaukee, and then creating such a bond with the city and the state and the fans that you are a part of the community and want to continue to win. Why do we instead, anytime anyone's talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo on any of these shows, it's him photoshopped in a different jersey. He had a 50-point Game 6 performance in a finals game, a series clincher. Who knows that he had 50 points in that game? Nobody. They never talk about it. They talk about the bare bones trade that the Knicks would give up. Oh, Karl Anthony Towns sucks. Ugh. Well, what if we gave the Bucks Karl Anthony Towns and a pick for Giannis? Yeah, it makes sense to me. Why? The biggest problem of all of this is not that it's just a conversation that's existing. Again, it's a conversation that's being driven by the network partners. Again, I don't know what Adam Silver can do, but if they're talking about the NFL in this way on FS1 or NBC or CBS, I don't think that it goes the same way. Indiana versus Oklahoma City, two small market teams, that's been the headline. But it should be the Pacers against the Thunder. And if we're going to talk about the small markets at all, you should talk about how these two cities and the state, really, have just like, this is it. This is the only game in town. Everybody's got Thunder fever. Everybody's got Pacer fever. That should be celebrated. Stories on that. But if it bleeds, it leads. And, you know, we try to cut this league up at every possible turn. So 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show, and I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Friday night we'll have NBA Finals, game number 4. Saturday night we'll have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, game number 5. And it could have been a clincher for Florida. Looked like it may be. They were up 3-0. And then they were tied. And then they were down 4-3. And then they were tied. And then they went to overtime. And they lost. So Edmonton tied it up. Those comeback Oilers tied it up. Quick travel day. Quick to Edmonton. And then game 5 on Saturday night. Kevin's in Illinois. What's up, Kevin?
Bart, how are you? Doing well?
Good. Man? Good. What's up?
Well, I just, before we go to the NHL, you were talking about the NFL, and I don't know if you saw, but do you remember Antonio Brown?
Oh, yeah. We saw that come across about an hour and a half ago. They are looking for him, right?
Right, yeah. I guess he's wanted on attempted murder charges.
Yes. Well, there was a boxing fight where he, like, fired his gun at people. So he didn't get arrested that night. They've reviewed the tape, and now they want him in.
Well, yeah, I think you fire a gun off and around people. It's kind of dangerous, don't you think?
That would not be something that I would do.
Yeah, me neither, right? You know, listen, you got a first grader now. You can't be doing that kind of stuff.
I know, you're right, you're right, you're right.
I mean, my kids are all grown, but I wouldn't do it either. But hey. Anyways, I thought, I didn't see the first period, but when I was driving somewhere and I heard it was 3-0, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, the others are in trouble again. They're coming from behind again, but hey, they can do it. next thing I know, I'm almost at my destination, and I'm like, it's tied up? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then I walk into a buddy's house, and he's, you know, Israel starts bombing Tehran, so we got that TV on. I said, hey, can we go to the hockey game? He goes, all right. I look, it's 4-3. I'm like, what? I'm like, the Oilers came all the way back? Holy cow. Did I miss a game? And then I stayed to watch the third period, only to watch them in the last, what, 19 seconds? Florida ties it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, here
thanks,
we go.
Thanks man. For the – thank. This is a great rundown of the activities that it's happened crazy. Tonight. Yeah.
It was nuts. I'm like, what? And I missed all this. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then all of a sudden I stayed for overtime, and I'm like, this could go either way. I mean, Florida's got the guns to, you know, and they almost scored a couple times. I think, was it Barkov or was it, I don't know who it was, but it was a shot that hit the goalie's glove. And this is a new goalie, by the way. It's not Skinner. It's this, it's a new guy. And it hits his glove and could have gone in, and instead it hits the post and bounces out. Like, whoa, that was close. And then all of a sudden I see, you know, all of a sudden when it ends, you see Leon Draisaitl, one-handed, just throws the puck at the net, and sure enough, it bounces off a defenseman as the goalie's going right, and the puck goes left, and it goes.
Look, this is just like a diary entry of your night, Kevin. There's like no new information.
It was crazy. It's new information to me because I'm like, how did this all happen? Well, and I missed it all. I was kind of upset, really.
It seemed like you covered it pretty good there.
Well, it goes back and forth. And like you said, it could have been Florida clinching, you know, and now it's all tied up. This is nuts. And how many of the games so far have gone into overtime?
Three.
That's crazy, right?
When's the last time that happened? I don't know, but make sure you catch the game Saturday, okay?
Bart, I'm going to be in front of a television, I promise.
All right, good. That's
absolutely
good to hear.
I mean, we'll
find out. Yeah, Kevin, thanks for the call. Holy moly! What a breakdown!
It was almost the audio version of Dude, Where's My Car? Where they're like placing a Chinese order and it's and then. I didn't know when we were going to get to the end. I mean, I saw the game and I still don't know if we would have gotten to the end of it with that call.
I also kind of watched the game in the same pattern that he did. I have had other stuff on my TV. It's getting real hard to pretend like nothing else is happening but sports, but I do it for you. Because you need the distraction, right?
Sure do.
I don't. I'd rather be glued into the news, but I got a job to do. That's very honest. It's very honest of me to say. Big Ron's in New Jersey. Big Ron.
What's up, Bar? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm in the Hamptons, dude. Little weekend getaway.
Yeah, Ron, you sound like you've been having a good night.
Oh, yeah, I really have, man. You know, I watched that hockey game, too, and that was a great recap your last caller gave, like, of the play-by-play. You know, Florida scoring with 19 seconds left. And
Ron, what made you pick up the phone tonight? What do you gotta say
What's
on the
up,
radio?
Wonder
tonight?
Bread.
I love it, man. Dude, Bart, I'm just gonna tell you this right now, man.
Yeah, man.
You give me and all your audience just like so much happiness and contentment and entertainment, and that we are just so grateful for that, man. I'm just really grateful right now. You know what I'm saying?
fire, you're going to get burned, right? Can we get it together, people? Can we figure it out? Some of you guys are calling me like I'm your ex-lover. What the hell is going on around here?
There's also no proof that you're not. So that could be true.
All right.
You attract a certain breed.
Can we do a dad corner, maybe?
Standby.
All right. Do a dad corner. Get us out of this.
Yeah, I would love to. I don't know where the hell that... Oh, here it is. All right, dad corner coming down. Hi, Marco.
Shut the hell up!
It's Dad Corner with Bart Winkler and Marco Belletti.
I just need a cleanser of whatever the hell's been going on around here more than anything. How you doing, Marco?
Hello, Bart. You actually picked a perfect night for this. But please, continue.
Oh, do you got something for me?
I do. Yes.
I just have a tiny one for you.
Okay, please.
It was my kid's last day of kindergarten today.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he did not care.
Was it graduation or the actual last day of school? Because sometimes they're different.
They did a little, like, recital on the stairs. And then, they got popsicles and... all the parents are like videotaping this thing crying and we're like, you're a first grader now. And he's like, I don't care. They have to go to like daycare. They're going to be at school anyway all summer, but they don't care. They just don't care.
No, they don't.
I don't know what I thought. I think he's going to be like, Dad, this is a real poignant moment in my life. What the hell did I think?
I don't know what you were thinking. That's not for them. That's for us.
What do you got for me?
A little bit of the things you learn, basically. So this was my day here. As the day is done now, Thursday was my daughter's fifth birthday. So the day was supposed to be, there's a lot going on. She's got her pre-K graduation tomorrow, so Friday. I'm not here tomorrow night. Took off. My oldest's birthday is Saturday. Yes, they're 2 days apart. But six okay. years apart. So big thing. Her recital is Saturday. We got a lot going on in the bloody household the last few days. Okay. So today, what my wife was doing was her birthday, cupcake in the morning. I got to work tonight. Nothing crazy, but we're going to have a party after her recital Saturday for the both of them. Some people at the house, nothing nuts, but some people over, cake, food, all that. Yeah. So today we had to have a guy come to fix the attic stairs. Threw him an extra couple of bucks. He's going to put together the trampoline that we bought for the kids in the yard. So when my daughter comes home, she gets the trampoline. Happy birthday. They get to play outside a little bit. And then you get your gifts on Saturday.
You bought a trampoline?
Oh, yeah. And then you get the gifts on Saturday.
So is it like gated, the net thing?
Yes. Big contraption that I don't feel like putting together, which is why the guy was coming to do the attic stairs are busted. We had to literally put a new one in. It was like, hey, can you put this thing together? You're here. You're a contractor. You know what you're doing. It'll take me 3 days to do it. Take you 10 minutes. Sure. A couple bucks, no big deal. I had to take her to orientation for kindergarten this morning. I come back. Apparently, there were supposed to be 3 boxes for the trampoline. There was only 2. No base.
Ooh, you need the base.
No trampoline.
Yeah, otherwise she's just jumping on the ground.
Been in the garage 6 months. Don't know if we're going to be able to get this extra box now because this was not a purchase that was done yesterday.
Yeah, and you're not going to open the box until it's time to open the box.
And why would I know there's supposed to be 3 boxes? It didn't say on the thing, look for 3 boxes. It's here's the trampoline. Came in 2 boxes. Put it in the garage, right? I wouldn't think. So I came home to my wife almost in tears, heartbroken, because not only is the trampoline not set up, she doesn't have anything for my daughter to open today on her birthday. Because the gift that we're getting her, like a Barbie thing, is coming today on Friday. Because she said, well, I forgot to order it in time, but no big deal. She'll get the trampoline on Thursday. That'll be the birthday gift. And then she'll open this on Saturday. So no gift. I left the house to my daughter, who turned 5, in my arms to give me a hug. The two things she said to me, why do you have to go to work? It's my birthday.
Oh.
And why don't I have something to open? Isn't it my birthday? And not nudging, very innocently, very innocently. And I look over and I see my wife almost like breaking down crying in the living room. That's how I left for work.
Oh, my God. That is devastating.
So lesson learned. Always take off for my daughter's birthday. I don't think I will ever work ever again on my daughter's birthday because the look of heartbreak in her eyeballs. I cannot get that picture out of my head all night long, all day, Bart. I'm shook. I'm shook.
All right, well, yeah, that's going to be a perennial thing for me now to make sure I'm off on his birthday. It looks like he's a weekend this year, so that's good. Wow.
No trampoline, maybe, no gift. Left her there. See ya.
You could start like a, like, just next time you see something that you think she might like, just like a, just have like a backup gift on hand.
You know, I didn't think of that. Plus, she doesn't know about the trampoline because it was supposed to be a surprise. And how do you explain to a 5-year-old that it was supposed to be a surprise, but you don't get it, so you can't even explain it. So she just thinks we didn't get her anything. She'll forget by Saturday when she opens something else. But now I also got to probably buy another trampoline because I don't know if I'm going to get that third box. So I'm at a couple of bucks here, Bart. And heartbreak.
Did you contact the trampoline place?
Wife did. Sent an email. Got no response. Called. Didn't get through. So they might be running. Or maybe we have to figure this out. I can't imagine they're going to send the third box because it was 6 months ago. How the hell are we going to prove it? And my luck, they've redone it. And, oh, no. We don't even have those parts anymore. Now we've manufactured, you know, the 3.7 version. Who the hell knows? So I got a feeling I'm going to have to buy another trampoline.
Okay. In the meantime, you set up what you do have, and then you and like 8 other dads just hold it for an hour. Hold it up. Let them jump.
It's basically a circle on the ground. There's no base.
Hold it up. Yeah. So you hold it up.
Hold what?
The trampoline.
It's like X marks the spot. That's all it is. It's just a circle on the lawn. There's nothing there.
No. You don't have, like, the trampoline bouncy pad?
No. The whole base. The only thing that's there, all, like, the rods, like, there's nothing. There's just the circle and the netting on the outside. Like, that's it, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't really
look at it. You guys can lift up the circle, and they can bounce.
Yeah, no.
I'm just the idea guy. That mean they're good. Just the idea guy. Well, good luck with all that.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll need the conclusion Monday. We'll get it Monday. Conclusion Monday.
I will be back Monday. Yes, I will be all back right. Monday. Yeah.
Mm. All right, Monday. We'll do a dad corner. Mm-hmm. Figure out what the hell's going on. That is Dad Corner. And once again, this is Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We'll wrap things up tonight by taking a stab at a story everyone seems to be having some fun with. Non-sports division, if you don't mind for a minute. You know Candace Cameron? You familiar? Carlos, you're a 90s kid.
Candace Cameron? Why does that name ring a bell? No, I don't know off the top of my head.
What about if I said DJ Tanner?
Okay, that's why it's familiar. Yeah, Full House.
Yeah, Candace Cameron Bure. She married a hockey player, right?
She did. I do. Why do I know that?
I don't know, because you're a smart guy. Just gotta stick a crayon up your nose and jog your brain a little bit.
Yeah, like Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah. So she doesn't like to watch scary movies or drink liquid death. Would you like to hear why?
Sure. Although I will say this, I'm with her on the scary movies.
Well, here she is on the Candace Cameron podcast.
I don't even want someone watching a scary movie in our house on the TV, because to me, that's just a portal. Listen, I'm in the film industry. I understand how it all works. However, there's still something that can be incredibly demonic while they've made it. And I feel like it's a portal that gets opened up and let in. And that just reminded me, like, you posted something a while back about liquid death.
Yeah.
And you're like, so do you want to buy a product that is literally being cursed.
Yeah.
As it's going out into distribution?
Thoughts?
By liquid death, is she talking about alcohol?
No, liquid death is some water that people drink because it looks, I don't know. The branding on this thing has really worked.
What?
You don't know the brand Liquid Death?
No, this is all foreign to me. This is not a bit. I 1,000% have no idea what you're talking about, and I am going to the Google as we speak.
Yeah, it's just like a water. It's basically, honestly, it's basically like if you want sparkling water, but you're a guy and don't want to look like a girl.
That's
and they make
so
$1 billion a year.
Oh, good. People are such smocks. I mean, what's the saying that they say? A fool and his money will soon be parted or something like that. I think I've seen the can before, and I thought it might have been a beer.
Yeah, I thought it was a beer, and that's part of it. They want you to be like, oh, is that a beer, dude? Nah, dude, it's just water, dude. Ah, sweet, dude. Yeah, I like LaCroix, but I pour it in a glass because I don't want anyone seeing me drinking bubbly or any of that stuff, dude. I like Liquid Death, dude. But she doesn't like that it's called Liquid Death, dude. And she won't watch scary movies.
I'm with her on the scary movies. The tagline for Liquid Death literally says, don't be scared, it's just water.
Yeah, look, they have made $1 billion.
That's incredible, man. Why can't I have any money? I want to take money from stupid people, too.
Yeah. I'm trying as well. That's why.
Why are we doing this?
You know, starting tomorrow, the Bart Winkler Show will be 99 cents a minute. You will automatically be billed based on your usage next month. How many people you think believe that?
I will let you know what adopt the podcast downloads tomorrow. If I see the numbers just jump off of a cliff, you have to retract that statement.
You wouldn't pay $99 a minute? Just some people already use me as like a phone sex line. You might as well.
Yeah. Why you think somebody calls get dumped?
I know. This is like the dry hump version of a phone sex line. I got no one to talk to. I'm going to talk to Bart. Hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Scary movies. The thing about scary movies is
they suck.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big fan either. But like right now, you know, it's where I am, 12:51 at night. You know, it's dark out. You know, good things don't typically happen at night. But I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to go to my car. I'm going to drive home.
Such a false statement, by the way.
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. But if I watch like one reel or one video of something spooky happening, well, then all of a sudden I feel like the spookiness is in the air and something's going to happen to me. So she might be right. I might like feel what she's trying to say. She said it in a way that sounded BS crazy, but I might be right. I remember the first time I watched the movie Scream with my parents. I didn't sleep that night.
Your parents took you to see Scream? What kind of hippie loving tree hugging parents do you have?
No, dude, I was in like high school and we watched
it. Oh, you're just a loser. What are you going into movies with your parents for?
Yeah, I think we rented it. I think all the cool kids were drinking at Tony's house.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I'm doing.
And so we, I don't know, there was some night where I watched Scream with my parents and I didn't sleep because I was convinced, even though my parents had never tried to scare me or played a practical joke on me in my life, I was convinced that they had somewhere tucked away those Scream masks and were going to come and try to wake me up in my sleep and mortify me. So I did not sleep. I was just convinced of it. And then the next morning I told them that, and then they looked at me like I, you know, they're like, did we take the wrong one home from the delivery room? Can we still send you back at age 17 here?
That's why you got to mark them at birth.
We know that we're trying to not have you drink in high school, but maybe next time do go to Tony's house. Rather do that than have a cycle living in the attic. We redid the attic to make it my bedroom. It was pretty sweet. Because I could have girls up there, and it was like three flights to go up. I could have girls up there. I'm not saying that I did. Thanks to Marco Belletti. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Thanks to all of you, Pat Boyle. Up next, we'll be back tomorrow. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.